So this video will be called How to Make Friends. We also got some product placements in here, Starbucks, Google. It's not sponsored, but you know, if you want to give me some free coffee, I'm down. The reason why I want to make this video about how to make friends is because I realize I'm now in New York for 5 months and I've met amazing people, I've met a lot of people, and I also made a lot of like really good friends. And I get this message a lot from you guys on like Instagram, because you see with whom I hang out, and I get that question, how do you make friends? Like, how do you make so many friends? And I used to always say, I don't know, but I try to actually kind of think about like what I do, and maybe like just so people can try to replicate that, because I think it's like really about, the first thing is you gotta meet a lot of people. So if you don't go out and meet new people, you won't make new friends. Surprise, right? So for me, it's really about like going out and meeting a lot of people. I mean, the first month I was in New York, I literally went to 1 to 3 meetups every single day just to meet random new people. I didn't even care what the meetup was about, whether it was like blockchain meetup or a networking meetup or a YouTuber meetup or hanging out in the park. Like, I just wanted to meet new people. So number one thing, meet a lot of new people, and be open to maybe not know the person, right? Like, I'm doing right now a thing where I'm trying to meet one new person every single morning to have coffee with, and anyone can sign up for it. I don't even know the people. The first person I met, I've never met him, and I grab coffee with him. So meet a lot of new people. Then the second thing is, and that's very important, that these two work together, that once you met that new person for the first time, be very, very, very aware with whom you're actually gonna follow up with and gonna meet a second time with. So I would say like 80% of the people I'm meeting, probably even more, 90%, 95%, I won't ever meet for the second time. Maybe not, maybe 80%, I don't even know the number. But be very like cautious about who to follow up with, and the thing I'm doing is, and that's something I also very recently became aware of, is like figuring out how do you feel after you meet with a person or hang out with a person. Do they drain your energy or do they fuel your energy? And I really want to build my life around those people who fuel my energy and cut out the people who drain my energy. So once you met a new random person, be very, very aware of who you then meet again for the second time. And then the third thing that I'm doing and I'm getting better at, and I'm also just recently become aware of that I'm doing it, when I meet a person for the first time, usually what I'm trying to do is I make the goal of the conversation figuring out how I can best help that person. So if you just meet and like have coffee and chat about something, that sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't. So when I sit down with a person, my goal for that first conversation, maybe second conversation, is figuring out how can I best help that person with whatever they want to achieve. So that works for multiple reasons, because number one, you actually need to get to know that person. If my very first question is, how can I help you? Like, number one, they don't know what they can ask me because they don't know me. And then if they tell me something, it might not be the actual thing that they really need. And so I first need to really get to know that person to really give that question an answer. And then once I've done that, then I can figure out like what is the best way of what I'm able to do right now with which I can help that person. And that just is a good reason for a genuine conversation, because you provide value to that person. These are the three things. Meet a lot of random new people. Once you've met them for the very first time, vet them very carefully of who are the people you meet for the second time. And then the third thing is make the purpose of the conversation figuring out how to best help that other person. That's how you make friends, I think. I don't know. Anyway, that's the video. Starbucks still, you can hit me up. I'm drinking a lot of coffee, so I'll take a free coffee. And see you guys in the next Sunday videos. Peace out. There. Hard to wake up when there's no alarm to